No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And yo, I've said this before and I wasn't telling the truth, but I'm here with one of my favorite rappers, Z-Money.
Yeah, you know we coming, bro.
See, I've had so many conversations with you, and I know that you just got like the most ridiculous backstory, but I feel like all of our conversations before have sort of not told the whole story.
Yeah.
And I want to just, you know, clear that shit out. I want to, like, really know what has been going on with the Z story, how the fuck you ended up rapping as weird as you do, and how you became the man around town.
Bro, just, like, when I started, when I came in the game, bro, I was different. I came in, I'm going to keep it real, a hustler, rich. I came in with a, with a different style. I already had the look, the style, the way, and then I just started rapping just off. Fucking around, bro.
And that could be a weird position to be in, though, right? Because, damn, you got to do the ice cup and everything. That could be a weird position to be in, because, like, rap is, especially now, it's just a bunch of little kids lying about doing street shit. It must be different for you, because you actually, like, went out and, like, did a lot of the stuff that these kids talk about, right?
Yeah, see, like, you know, when I, like, me, I just be looking at, like, sometimes I be knowing, like, some people just be lying and shit, and knowing that they, it's a difference, but I just let them talk, but I know I'm, like, I really come from that shit, and I really know how this shit is, and I really don't want to go back to that shit, you know what I'm saying? So me, knowing that the rap game has changed my life, I just really kept going with it, because if you really in the streets and you in this dope game ain't got no love for you,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't a shark, if you ain't a gorilla in this game, dope game eat you alive,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't watch it. A lot of my friends came in here. Hey, sheeps, it coming. You a sheep coming in a dope game full of real gorillas? You gonna lose?
Mm.
They ain't ready. They coming in. Oh yeah, just thinking about the money. Oh, I can steal dope. Give me some money. But I know him. Selling dope gonna bring action, gun action. It's gonna bring, I'm saying, hatred. You gonna get your money. It's gonna turn friends on. You just gotta know. Like, you just gotta be a think in advance person. You gotta know how to move in this game. Ain't what you do is how you do it. That's what's just life, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's funny, because there's like a lot of young kids will start selling drugs or something, and they'll get to a certain level and think it's all good, and they don't realize that, like, as you get deeper and deeper into the upper levels of doing that shit, there's just unlimited people that are gonna wanna separate you from your drugs and your money.
See, people didn't even know that. They just think, like, some drugs, like, the reason why I wanted this rapper so serious, bro, like, you gotta think about it, bro. I was selling so many drugs, bro, but I couldn't flash my money how I wanted to.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because all real drug dealers just can't be. Don't get me wrong. I was stayed clean. I stayed with some nice clothes, nice cars, but I wasn't really showing what I could show. You know what I'm saying? And for me coming to, like, hands down, no other artist came in the rap game. I came in from Chicago.
Right.
Came in with the money like I had.
So you said that in a video, and people tried to, like, you know, be like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, there's plenty of people that had street money and then popped out in Chicago. Look at this dude. Look at this dude.
But what I'm saying is this. Ain't nobody come in the game from Chicago. I ain't going to say nobody, but ain't too many came in the game like I came in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, like, half of the people got... People helped them with their music. Do we help them paying for their studio sessions? I have never had none of that.
You never had like an OG that was like,
no.
Took you under the wing.
Here's, no.
We're going to give you money. We're going to pay for everything just to get you going.
Never paid for shit of mine. If I had brought somebody on my team, I'm saying, hey, bro, look, only thing I need you for is your advice. Because you probably know more than the music game than me, but I got the financial parts. I don't need no help in that. I never did. Like, for a real fact, out of my own money, I swear to God, Adam, no exaggeration, I probably put like a $700,000 to $1 million myself for a fact.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 1 year, I did, like, come on, man, I gave World Star $30,000-$40,000. I was giving them $10,000. Ask anybody World Star. I was giving World Star $10,000. I'm not just World Star. Like, I really paid, but I wasn't too quick to pay for features. I just paid to get my bruises. Because if I pay for features, people going to look at me like, oh, they gonna want money when they see me. I'm the type of dude, I'm being a respect, Adam. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna respect me. You gonna respect me like I ain't. Therefore, I ain't gotta pay for no feature. I'm gonna work. You gonna respect me at work. You gonna wanna work with me, period. Because that's how I am. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that, like, paying for features when you're an up-and-coming rapper, though, is it a messy idea? Because on one hand, it's kind of like...
No, it's not. It's not. It's just how you... It got to make sense, bro.
Right.
Like, it got to make sense. Ain't nothing wrong with paying features, but if you paying a fuck nigga for a feature...
Mm.
That's what it is. They're like, half of these rappers out here, fuck niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta know who you paying, bro. If you paying, like, I'm gonna keep it real with you. You, like, it's different.
Like, a random new okay, cool just say kid
me.
On the blog.
Just say it me. Right. Now, I'm gonna keep it real with you. If I was to pay for a feature, it would have been somebody like Gucci. Mm-hmm. Somebody like Dolph. You know what I'm saying? Somebody I know who I can relate to. I mm-hmm. know I can be like, okay, who ain't no fuck. You know what I'm saying? But like, that's how it be. I can't go pay no. Because, you know, sometimes you pay to do feature and they act out Hollywood and all this, man. Come on, man.
From my perspective, it's like, if you're going to go and pay some rapper that is, like, legit in the streets, whatever, you're paying $5,000, $10,000 for a feature, you're really paying for the networking opportunity. You get to be in a studio with them. You get to show them that you're a cool dude, that you know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
That might be worth the opportunity. And also, it's like, from their perspective, if you're Gucci or you're Dolph, it's like, shit, if some dude got 10 or 20 grand in cash, that kind of says something about how he's moving and what he's doing with his life and stuff, in the sense that, you know, you put in work. Like, if you don't got 10 grand, then you're at a certain point in your life.
Right, real shit. And it's like, that's just how it is, bro. And, like, with me, that's how it was, bro. I just came in and came and stuck to that. And, bro, then you got to think about it. When I came in, bro, I'm taking care of a whole 50 people. I'm doing stuff that people, rappers, they was rapping, they big dogs doing. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. I came in young. I had more money than people who was rapping. They big dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was literally one top three in the city that was, you know what I'm saying, richer than big older guys in the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I was. That was just my hustle, how I was hustling. You know what I'm saying? I was hustling. And I thank the Lord that I got out of there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I felt my talent. I just had, now with this talent, my story that I did in the streets, I just used that and I put it in my verse. Like, it's shit that I really did in my life, and I put it in my raps.
Tell me about the household that you grew up in terms of your mom, your dad. What life was like as a very, very young Z Money?
See, bro, like, young Z Money, like, okay, everybody know me. They know, well, not everybody, but if you from Chicago, you gonna know Z Money. He was born, but Z Money been had money. You know what I'm saying? Through my father. My father was a fortunate, you know what I'm saying, had a lot of money. Well, like, my father was one of the biggest in the city, you know what I'm saying, hands down. And it's just, like, rubbed off on me.
And did you always know that from as a young kid? Could you tell that your dad was making moves?
Yeah, like, I knew bro, you got to think about it, bro. I'm getting dropped off at school with $100,000 cars every day, different cars, bro. Like, I get every new shoes, bro. You got to think about it, bro. We had maids in my house every day. I could mess up my room how I want to. I had my maid come clean it up, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but I'm going to tell you like this, though. Okay, my family always from the west side of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on North Avenue. My mama's side was on the 1600 block of North Avenue. Uh-huh. My father's side was on the 1400 block. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just can walk to each one of my grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? But, like, my father had a crib in the suburbs. Because we had so much money. My father had a big mansion in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? We lived right next to a lot of Antoine Walker, like NBA players and shit. But my mother, she was on crack. You know what I'm saying? My mother was on crack at the end of my whole time. I was a young. You got to think about it, bro. I come into the hood, bro. My mother was on crack till I was like 15 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come into the hood. I'm hustling, though. You know what I'm saying? My father, before my father went to jail, I wasn't hustling. I'm gonna keep it real, because I ain't had to. I was in school. I was hooping and shit. I was playing basketball. I ain't had to hustle. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm coming around. You got to think about it. Everybody know one of the richest and young niggas in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But imagine me, I'm with a female chilling, but my mom woke up. You know what I'm saying? House, glass eyes. You know what I'm saying? You know, it hurt me. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Wow.
Like, it's sometimes like, but I never ever took like, oh, no, it ain't my mama type shit. I always, man, mom, you know what I'm saying? And I never not gave her no money, even though what she did her money. I always been like, with my mama, I don't give a fuck if she with drugs or not. That's my mom.
Were
mama.
You ashamed of that when you were a kid?
I mean, I was, but then it's like, I'm from the hood. Everybody know mama do crap. I just had to do like this. If you serve my mama, I'm going to beat your ass. Or I'm going to get out. I'm going to shoot you. Uh-huh. You just get to that point. If you serve anybody in the hood, she about to go on Chicago Avenue and get some dope. She can't do nothing on dope from North Avenue Division. She can't do nothing in the area. She ain't even going to Chicago Avenue. That's how it is. Or going 16th to go on Douglas. Ain't no going to buy dope from where I'm from. Because if I found you serve my mama, I swear to God, I'm on your ass.
Did you have other friends whose parents were all strung out and shit?
Yeah, bro, you gotta think about it, bro. I'm from the hood, bro. Like, I'm from, we gotta start seeing Adam, bro. I'm from the west side, the slums, bro. It's just my father was, you know what I'm saying? My father grew up poor, bro. My father wasn't rich. My father grew up poor. It's just my father, like, growing up poor, he went and got it. He got went and hustled. So it's like, the reason why my father said he started hustling is because he couldn't pay for no suit.
to go and pray on my mama. You know what I'm saying? Mm. My father lived in the projects on Douglas. I came from, that's where I come from. So it's like, thank the Lord that I ain't get to see like all what my father went through, because he had, you know what I'm saying? He had kept me straight and everything. But when my father went to jail, that's when I started hustling, because I had to keep on with the life.
What age did he go to jail?
I was like 15. Like I was a sophomore year in high school. I dropped out of high school my sophomore year.
So in terms of the way your dad raised you, was there a lot of like, because you know, on one hand, when you have a kid, you want to raise them to just be a good kid. And on the other hand, you want to raise them to really know what the fuck's going on. And it's not always the same thing. Like, was your dad like really straight up and honest with you about street shit and about how to handle yourself? Because there's a lot of stuff you don't want a 14-year-old. Yeah, yeah. You don't want to tell a 14-year-old to carry a gun. See, but at some point, somebody's got to tell a kid about guns.
See, me, I grew up fast, bro. Mm. Like, I was one of them little boys that grew up fast, bro. Like, I'm going to keep real with you, Adam. I grew up around it. Like, I ain't just grew up fast, bro. I grew up around it. Like, bro, you got to think about it, bro. Like, everybody knew that. Before I even knew, bro, all my big cut friends, brothers knew that, like, when Z get older, he going to be hustling. Mm. He going to, because it's in line. Like, my brother did. Everybody, like, bro, I swear to God, bro, all my brothers has been rich, bro. You feel me, bro? Like, all my daddy sons has been rich. Like,
all your brothers are older than you?
Yeah, like, my brother older than me, bro. Even my younger brother is seen. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, this, but it comes from, like, the hustling shit stopped at me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I was the last one to get it because my younger brother didn't have to do that. But my older brother is the one who really showed me the ropes through the streets. Mm-hmm. You know, my daddy, he just had the name. My daddy didn't really want me to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because he know how the dope game is. But my older brother really took me and showed me how to do this. You know what I'm saying? Really showed me how to cook up, really showed me how to shake bag up, do everything. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, and I learned this in eighth grade. I learned this shit in eighth grade, Adam, I swear. Uh-huh. I learned all this, how to do all this in eighth grade. So my freshman year, when the feds ran in our crib and told us we got to leave and everything. So it was like, my daddy had got back out, and then he had turned himself in like 6 months later type shit. Uh-huh. He only did like 2-3 years when we turned himself in. I had to move on the west side, my auntie and them, you know what I'm saying? One house, it was like 13 people in the one house type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like 2-3 families in one house. So you know what I'm saying? So I had to move back on the west side where I'm originally from, on North Avenue. And it's like, bro, I was living in the basement, I was hustling. My auntie found a whole bunch of drugs while I was going to school. She called me like, Zanato, you gonna get kicked out, you know what I'm saying? We gonna kick you out with all this other drug stuff. So I'm like, man, I gotta go. I had to get used to life. So I dropped out of high school, but yeah, and I moved out, bro. And I just.
So your dad gets locked up, and your quality of life changes a shitload. Yeah, where all of a sudden, because I can't even imagine like the perspective of living in like a super nice house, but still being kind of connected to the hood, and then all of a sudden you're just in the hood.
You gotta think about it, bro. It was times I didn't even want to go home myself. My daddy's like, come on. I'm like, bro, I'm staying out west. My daddy used to have to make me go home out. Like, bro, when I went to 8 different grammar schools, bro. I got kicked out of all Chicago public schools because of my gang activity. And my, you know what I'm saying, I always was gang banging and fighting and shit in school. Mm. So my gang, they kicked me out of all Chicago public schools. I went to, I was south to the suburbs to a school called Hoof and Madison. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I get there. My first day, I beat a motherfucker ass. You know what I'm saying? one of the gangsters, he acting crazy. I beat his ass, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I got kicked out of that, too. It's like, bro, I just had a problem with schools and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I always was on the west side, but my father wanted me to go to school out south. He like, I'm a senior board of school if you don't do right in the Chicago public schools type shit. So I ended up going back out there for high school. Then my father got locked up, and I just dropped out.
Let me just throw this in there. What were you listening to when you were in high school?
Bro, I was listening to shit like, I was weird, bro. I was listening to Yo Gotti, Gucci. I was listening to 3-6 Mafia for a fact.
You still to this day, like, you were driving around the other day or a couple months ago, and the way you listen to music is, like, the most hood thing I ever seen. You got a cracked-ass iPhone in there with just, it's on YouTube, and it's old Gucci songs, and you're just clicking around on there. Just, like, bro, hit a red light, you're like.
That's how I'm coming. Bro, I don't even, Adam, you know that anybody getting in the car with me gonna say what you just said. I swear to God.
I got Apple Music. I pay $10 a month. Listen to anything. I just want to throw that out there.
Damn. see me.
You don't have Apple Music?
I do, but I like to listen to all old Gucci. Like, people know when you ride with me, I like all the old Gucci. Like, I listen to I know everything. I don't, like, to this day, bro. I don't know why. I don't, like, people, like, you don't get tired of that shit, but I can. Every day I wake up, I flame bug in the car and turn old Gucci songs, listen to yesterday and be turned up like I just heard it. Mm. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, that's just me. That's just my lifestyle.
There's something about that energy, especially when he was all fucked up. He's in the studio on Molly, no shirt on, just going crazy, bro. There's an energy level in those old freestyles that I don't know if I ever seen since.
See, it's more than energy to me. You got to think, like, with me, when I first seen that shit, bro, it just, like, that's what I related to. Because I'm like, that's a nigga, like, you know, anybody gonna relate to some, everybody gonna relate to somebody. Everybody relate to somebody. But mm-hmm. me, I relate to Gucci. It wasn't because I, it just because how he was telling his story. That's why I related to him, because his story was similar to mine. Like, you gotta think about it, like, everything just similar to Gucci, I didn't know went through, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like,
he was the villain. He liked being the villain. The way he would describe shit, like, he was a dude that wasn't scared to just tell you that he was going to do some terrible shit to you or whatever. Like, and then he got bigger, but he never... A lot of times rappers get bigger, and then they decide that they want to stop talking about grimy shit.
What?
He never stopped.
That's the WAP. That's what I love. Real shit. Bro.
When'd you meet him?
I met WAP, like, I signed to him first. Then I met him after I signed to him. He called me like, bro, I want you, bro. I was so much of a Gucci fan, bro. And he's like, I was going through so much shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'll keep it real with you, bro. Like, I ain't been fucking with the streets shit since I've been home. I came home in 2015, and it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I was just going through so much, bro. And then I get the call from Gucci, bro. I'm like, damn, that's the Lord.
Really? So you didn't reach out? You got the call from him?
Yeah, I didn't reach out.
He called
me on a day, bro. A loose ass day. I didn't even know who was going to call me, bro. Swear to God, Adam, bro. Mm-hmm. It was crazy, bro. He called me, Isaac, might not need you, man. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, bro. I just moved to my condo, bro. Shit was crazy.
That is fucking nuts. Wait, but so your first, like, when you first, well, okay, so you had a few good years there or whatever, like, in terms of your street life, how many years would you say that you were really grinding before you decided to start putting more effort into rap?
Bro,
or how did that transition happen?
I was hustling since 2008, 2007, bro. I'm talking about, bro, I swear to God, Adam. My daddy went to jail, bro. Uh-huh. That's how I started. I ain't just always be... when I was in jail, I was fucked up, Adam. Mm. Like, nigga, excuse me. But, bro, I was selling packs.
You can swear. It's okay.
Bro, look. I was selling packs, bro. I was hustling, bro, from niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? Look, you got to think about it. 7 months ago, my daddy's out. I would never be hustling for them niggas I was hustling for. Mm. But I'm so much of a real nigga and so much of a G. I mean, I'm fucked up, bro. I need... What's up? I ain't finna hold my pride or nothing. Niggas know. I'm always telling them I always help the motherfuckers. So I ain't give a care. So I'm like, bro, I need a help. So I'm getting 13 bags. I'm checking 30 turning 100. So you got to think about it. So I'm outside all day. I guarantee you, can't nobody, anybody else up there hustling with me can tell you I hustle. I'm outside all day. And people want to come shout with me because I let this shit go for 8. I got 10 out of the bag. I let this shit go for 8. I let this shit go for 7. I don't even care about the money. I just want to get it off to keep my clientele up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't even care about the money. So it's like, bro, I'm selling so many packs, bro. I'm taking every $30 I get. I'm saving it up. I'm going by me. You know what I'm saying? Because when my dad first got locked up, I was selling crack. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no, like, I knew my thing was heroin, but I couldn't get to no heroin. So I started selling crack for this dude. I was selling crack, 13 bags, 100. I was selling crack. And with the crack, I was stacking my 30s. And I stacked my 30s. I was like 150. I went and bought half a weed. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And then I bought half weed. I was selling the weed myself. And I still was hustling this crack. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So all the weed money was going to my pocket.
A side hustle.
Yeah, it was a side hustle. You know what I'm saying? So I still selling the crack. And then when I started getting more on crack. And then, bro, he started giving me some bullshit-ass crack. So I stopped fucking with him. Then I kept still hustling weed. And then next thing you know, I hustling weed for like 3-4 months, bro. I started off with a half. Next thing you know, bro, I started going through quarter pounds, four ounces. Then next thing you know, I'm going through pounds. Then now I'm going to 2-3 pounds. Now I got the block doing 3-4 thousand a day. Now this like 2010. Now I get back on the heroin real heavy. Now we start sending heroin real heavy. Now it's like 11, 12, 13, bro. We said, oh, heroin. Bro, just 2011, bro, when I started, like I said, I was doing 10, 20, no, I'm gonna say, I ain't gonna exaggerate, like $10,000, $12,000 a day. Man, we was doing $7,000 from 4 in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning, bro.
What the fuck?
That's how, like, real shit, bro.
You have mad workers under you and shit?
Bro, you gotta have security, you gotta have workers. Like, we didn't have no trap like Atlanta do. We working on the blocks. You know
really?
What I'm saying?
So it's just all on the block?
Out in the pub, like, bro, like, if grandma could look at our house, bro, and see, bro, like, this real shit, bro. We got junkies lying from around the corner, bro. Like, literally, bro, like, bro, I went to Chicago. It's called the Heron Highway, 290, bro. It's uh-huh. the Heron Highway, bro, the west side of Chicago. Like, that's what we do on the west side. We sell a lot of heroin. We sell a lot of drugs. That's what we do. That's why I talk so much about this shit, bro. I ain't just talking about, like, some shit that I see. I'm really telling where I live, where I'm from. But,
so when you're on the block and you basically have your fucking own little Dwayne Reed, CVS, whatever the fuck going on, people are just coming on the block like crazy buying drugs all the time. What's your perspective on the cops at that point? Like, what precautions do you have to take to make sure that the cops aren't just going to run
security.
Up on your block?
We got security.
So you got lookouts all the time.
Hey, 12, you're going to shut it down the block. Right. It's easy. But it's real twist.
But you didn't have problems with, like, fucking, like, the actual dope smokers being undercovers and all this kind of crazy shit?
See, me, I ain't have to. Well, I'm keep it real. At first, I was. See, I always been smarter than what I did. You know what I'm saying? Because I always know the smartest is all. It's about being out here, standing out here. Ain't about. It's the smartest dude gonna win. You know what I'm saying? I always had to be smart. So I ain't want to do no dumb because I'm thinking, like, damn. I ain't got too much money coming in. I'm fucked up. My daddy gone. So if I get locked up right now, I'm really going to be sending this bitch because ain't too many motherfuckers going to come get me. I ain't got too much. I ain't got no money, folks. So I had to think smart. I still selling my crack, but I was selling to motherfuckers who I know because I know it's hot in the hood. And when I started selling the heroin, I just put my look. When I started selling heroin, I had somebody that do heroin selling my heroin for me. You know what I'm saying? And then he started fucking my money because he was getting too high off my own shit. So I had to leave him alone, then just get everything right. But, you know, it's just about being smart what you do, bro. You know
Why'd you stop? Why'd you shut down your drug empire? Like, what eventually happened?
I went to jail.
Oh, yeah.
I went to jail in 2015, bro.
How did you get busted for that, though? And I feel
I
like
ain't
we
going
need
to jail
to...
for that. Oh. I thank God, bro. I never got a drug case, bro.
Really?
Never. I told you, bro, and what you do is how you do it, bro. Uh-huh. I never got a drug case, bro. And I know no people who've been sending people drugs for 50 years and never hit a drug case.
Wait, so you're rapping this whole time, or at what point do you start to get into rapping?
No, I didn't start rapping until... I went rapping in 2011. Like, when I was selling heroin rehab, I went rapping then. I started rapping in 2012.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I had my first trip to Miami. Like, bro, I had my first trip to Miami, bro. I went to Miami, went to Kill. And then I was too young. I was, like, 18. I couldn't even get in no clubs and nothing. So I wanted to get my first tattoo.
You were that young when you already were, like, trapping like crazy?
Yeah, and I was 18 with $1 million.
Jesus Christ.
For a fact. For a fact. Like, 18 with me. I had $80,000 car. Took that $80,000, bought it off the lot.
There's almost no rapper that could tell me that they had $1 million from selling drugs at 18, and I would actually believe them, but I do believe you.
Oh, man, you ain't got to believe me, bro. I can't, come on, bro. This shit shows, bro. I ain't even got to, come on, bro. That's something I ain't got to lie about, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like,
no, I definitely believe you. Don't worry.
Bro, like, $80,000, I done flipping cars, bro, flipping rims, bro, buying twin, like, this shit, I blew a lot of money, bro, but it's like, I was getting it so fast, I was blowing it, bro, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I was saying, though, when I was in Miami, I just seen that it was a different life, bro, like, you know, I always went out of town, my father always took me out of town to see shit, but it was like, bro, you know, I'm grown now, bro, like, I'd been in the hood for so long, bro, and, like, bro, you got to think, my father went home, I was... dirty clothes. You got to think about it, bro. I went all the way back to the bottom. When my father went to jail, bro, I went all the way. I touched the floor. I told him I ain't had no clothes, bro. I ain't had no money. I ain't had no nothing. Hmm. Nigga, it was times where I'm buying pizza puffs and shit just to save my $10 through the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I hit the rock bottom, bro. Like, I was at my flow. I'm talking about wearing the same pants, ironing these motherfuckers 4 times a week. You feel what I'm saying? Everything, bro. I'm talking about, bro. This shit, I was real fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Taking buses and everything. But that's the shit that I went off of.
Who told you could really start rapping, though? How'd that actually start? Like,
I started rapping, bro. Went to Miami, bro. When I seen, I told you, I went to Miami, bro. I'm going out, bro. I went to KOD.
But you went to Miami on some rap shit or just to,
no,
just to
I went
have fun?
There just to spend some money.
Okay.
And my first time ever going to Miami. I never been there, Adam. Never. Yeah. So I seen Birdman doing like this. So he threw it back at me.
The Birdman?
Birdman. He was in KOD, bro. And Lil Wayne was in that bitch. I swear to God, Adam, I was so shocked at seeing how the life they was living. And I'm like, bro, I want to do this, bro. But I'm knowing me, I can't live it, like, because I got to be low-key. I'm going to go to jail if I try to do all this. You know what I'm saying? She was like, bro, I'm going to go home and rap. And as soon as I went back to Chicago and landed, I went straight to the studio. I ain't know how to rap now. I just went to the mic and... I was popping some flats and shit. Flats and lean. I was drinking lean then too.
So you always, were you experimenting with drugs all on the way, like an average, like, Chicago teenager, or were you?
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie. out west, we used to pop flats. Like, flats was something big out west.
You got to talk about flatters.
Yeah, flat is like an AC pill, but it's not. It's a flat. It's like, that motherfucker like this big.
You guys always have different names for all the different types of ecstasy and shit that you guys take.
Yeah, Chicago got that. That's why some people down up there. It's, it's a real, real drug.
You be on the Teslas? Everybody talks about them now.
That's where they come from. Oh. They come, that's it. Oh, Tesla. We were doing Tesla in 2012.
Right.
From Chicago.
I feel like people always rap about it now because they can rhyme. They can talk about car and then they can talk about drug in the same word.
Yeah, Tesla. Oh, like, we was doing the Teslas. But like, bro, when I started rapping, bro, I said my first song was a song called Swear to God I Ain't Cracking Cars.
Cause everybody that's what people thought you had money from?
Everybody thought I was cracking cars, bro, because everybody in the city was cracking cars. So,
I remember seeing that and thinking, like, wow, that's weird.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody thought I was cracking cars. So I'm like, man, these niggas got me fucked up. I'm finna go ahead and stand. So I swear to God, I ain't cracking cars.
See, I always kind of wondered about you when I saw that there was a song called Bitcoin on the new album. I was like, damn, did Z have mad Bitcoin at one point? That would kind of make sense.
I you know what's so crazy? I was fucking with Bitcoin before it even got big. One of my boys put it on. He in the feds right now, though. Well, he had put me on the Bitcoin before he went to the feds. I swear to God. But yeah, though, like,
all the Bitcoin kids out there need to know that you're a good rapper for them to listen to. There's a lot of fucking Bitcoin nerds out there. That's all they're into.
They need to go and listen to Z Money then.
That's a fact.
Definitely. But I started rapping with this dude named Calvin Fick, you know what I'm saying? And then when I first heard myself, I'm like, damn. I went to the hood. I was in the Benz. I rode to the hood. I'm like, bro, listen to this shit, bro. Everybody like, who the fuck is this new Gucci? I swear to God, bro. The first thing they said, who this new Gucci? I'm looking like, yeah. So now everybody telling me I sound like Gucci, you know. And always my favorite rapper, so they shouldn't have told me that. Like, I'm the type of dude, if you tell me something good or something, I'm going to take heed of it. I'm going back to the studio. Tell me, hey, see, that Bitcoin shit was hard. I bet. Hey, we finna go make another one, motherfucker.
That do-rag shit was hard. Yeah, I think that was my favorite song on the tape.
Bro, that shit's so hard, bro. And like you said, me and him, we got so much shit. But bro, like,
Key Glock is one of my favorite rappers too. I just want to throw that out there. I met him because of you. I mean, you're one of my favorite rappers too. When you guys come together, that's just crazy as fuck.
That's my brother. Like, Glock, my real, like, ain't too many rappers out here I can really say that's like my mama's son. Like, that's my, like, me and Glock, we too much alike.
You are a lot alike.
Like, me, bro, it's scary sometimes, bro. Like, I'm with the man, but I'm talking to me sometimes. You know?
That's a beautiful thing.
That's my boy, though. But yeah, though, Adam, it's like, when I started rapping this shit, everybody started telling me something like Gucci.
Right.
I kept going back to the studio. So I had made this song called Stupid In It. I'm like, I did the whole song one take. I started recording with my homie J. Neal. Because Big Baby, he always been with me. Like, when I first started rapping, he had heard my shit. He like, man, that shit don't sound right, man. I'm going to meet J. Neal. So I met J. Neal, I did the whole song one take. Like, I did the hook, the verse, and the hook again. And I got off, bro, the shit was so crazy, I was so high, bro. I shot the video, and out that video, shit started going crazy. Andrew Barber picked up the Facial Drive.
Shout out Andrew.
Yeah, shout out Andrew Barber, that's my brother, bro.
He manages Valet now, everybody doing good.
That's my brother, bro. Like, he hit me up in 2012, like, bro, I want to meet you, bro. You the biggest things for me out of Chicago. Like, Andrew Ben told me this 2012. I went to Lacuna, meet him. He like, bro, my God, bro, you got so much going on, but you got to think about it. When I met Andrew, my supposed manager at the time came and got me off the block. Like, I'm meeting Andrew. I'm like, bro, I got to go. When I first met him, like, it was around that time, I was really, really, really hustling.
Did he understand that?
He's been
around a lot of hustlers, but he might not have understood that you were really in it right then.
See, Andrew, he felt it, because, like, how I came off. You know what I'm saying? I'm always busy. My phone's going, I got five phones. My phone's going off. No one's just looking like, what the fuck is he doing? You feel what I'm saying? Like,
five phones.
Like, they already just looking, so it was like,
why the fuck else would you have five phones? I guess that makes sense.
Then I made this song called Want My Money. These bitches want my money. Like, damn, that shit just went. That right there, the song just made me a rapper. Like, everybody, the radio started picking my shit up. Then labels started calling me, trying to sign me. Then, you know, labels saying they got this, like, you gotta think about it. I was really up at the time. So I was laughing at labels, like, bro, this how West when they give them rappers? Rappers signing for this much? I might as well start signing rappers then.
You got money and then they offer you 10 grand and you're like, what the fuck?
Bro, when I heard how much they was offering rappers back then, bro, I'm like, bro, I might as well start signing rappers then. That's not new, like, oh, okay, niggas ain't coming to this game, I'm coming in. That's why I'm saying, like, when I was in Chicago, that's why I was telling you, bro, like, bro, ain't too many people came in how I came in, bro, like, and I ain't even too, I'm so humble that it scared me. Like, if a lot of people was in my shoes, bro, they'd be popping stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't none of me, bro. I really just wanna, I want to hit this music, but I want to show my point with this music.
Well, it's been a long grind for you, and I feel like the people who end up fucked up are the people who come up overnight. That's why I feel like I'm going to be all right, because it took me a long-ass time to get here.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I see, bro, look, and you know what's so crazy? The faster you come, the faster you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, ain't none of time where the money never was going down. Whenever I was out, I was going up. Bro, I would have been, let me tell you something, bro. Back in 2012, I was the biggest, then, bro, I could have been gone, bro. I was doing so much, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I had so many labels on my ass. And everything I was dropping was going crazy, bro. But it's like, I kept going back and forth to jail. My jail shit, study fuck, I going back and forth to jail. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, I wasn't taking it serious. I'm taking it serious now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care. Like, my thing was, wake up in the morning, go on the block, pick up this money, go, because I know I got a bag up. Ain't nothing that nobody else do. Bag up to work. This the work off, go to the studio. This is my everyday thing.
Mm. The studio is the reward at the end after.
At the studio was the last thing to go to at the night. Mm. But in the day, when I wake up, I got to get my money. I got to, middle of the day, I got to get everything right. And then hit the studio late at night.
That's they can check, too. They can go Google, like, Z Money 2012. You find all the old blog posts. Lot of big-time websites and everybody freaking out saying you're the next big rapper out of Chicago, all this shit.
Bro, for a fact, bro. Like, Brian did every, bro. All for a fact, bro. Like, I was the one that came in Chicago and changed it. Chicago was straight drill music before I started rapping.
How much did that influence you? Because you always say you're not a drill rapper.
I'm not a drill rapper. Like, that's...
Even back then, you weren't.
Never been a drill rapper.
Right.
Like, when I first, like I said, bro, I'm the one who changed the Chicago to that wave, to that all that. Bro, you know how many people I done heard, like, rap like me and I ain't even said nothing, bro, and took my style and put their own little shit on with it. I don't care about that, bro.
Right.
But, like, bro, I came when Chicago, when I started rapping, bro, Chicago was just straight drill. Drill, like, it was, I wasn't on that. I'm rapping about money, I'm hustling, I'm doing this. Like, drill shit cool, but, man, I'm trying to get rich. You know what I'm saying? Right. That drill shit cool, but everybody can shoot. Everybody can count 100,000. You know what I'm saying? And they can act like they count 100,000 up, but you know they ain't counting 100,000 up.
So then, did you have one real, like, long stint? It was only a year or two, right, that you went in?
Yeah, year or two, yeah. It's like, but it's like.
But it you kind of lose your momentum from the music shit,
bro.
Right?
It was like, it wasn't just year two. It was like, it was kind of like, bro, I went to jail like 8 times, 9 times, bro. When I was doing that shit, bro, like, I kept going back for a jail because my judge and everything was on bullshit with me and everything. But, like, I think the everything I went through, bro, made me stronger, bro. It made me to artists. I am today, bro. Cause me being in jail, bro, I swear to God, Adam, I just been real myself, bro. I got so many letters, bro. I got so much shit. I got so much shit. I'm like, man, bro, like, I really gotta do this shit serious. I gotta take this. My whole family been in the drug gang. I did the drug gang thing. I know the drug gang end, what it's gonna last to.
Mm-hmm.
I know the end of this story. You know what I'm saying? Ain't too many people at the end of this drug game living their life in Miami with their bad bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't usually work out that way. Stay hustling.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm like, man, bro. It's like, I don't want to be like that. I want to take care of my family. I don't get wrong. Yeah, I did the drug shit, did a thing. But you know, when niggas want to say they do something, when you start really living that drug dream life, you see how stressful it is, and you got to take care of all these people, then you got to worry about niggas telling on you. You got to do all this extra. You ain't trying to be doing that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I just pushed forward, and I told myself, like, man, I go home, I ain't touching that shit. I promise myself, when I go, I ain't touching no drugs. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't cutting no corners. I'm doing the right way. That's what I said.
So when you get out, what do? You just start going crazy in the studio or what?
Bro, I just, studio, working, just planning. Bro, I never did that, bro. I always did a studio. I never worked, but I never, right now, plans what I'm going to do. I never want to be in 3 months to do this, and I never did that. You know what I'm saying? So when I came home, I had a plan. Make my team stronger. I just, at first, when I went in, I just wanted a lot of people around me. I was paying for everything. I just spent a lot of money. You got to think about it. Bro, I was doing shows, bro. I was charging, $1,000 for a show at that time? Bro, I get $1,000 for a show, bro. You got to think about it. I'm taking 40 dudes to the show with me. I get the vans. I'm getting 3-4 vans.
Spend $1,000 on McDonald's.
You know what I'm saying, bro? I'm buying everybody food. Whoever come with us, I'm taking care of whoever come with us. I'm buying all their food. Bro, Adam, if I go to the mall, Adam, and I got on with me on my mama, Adam. I'm about every last one of the motherfucking shoes. Real shit.
Really?
That's how I'm coming. You know what I'm saying?
You get some Balenciagas or you getting some Air Force Ones?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, Balenciagas, they ain't getting those. Man, only, I ain't getting no. Hey, look, I get your ass $100 on the Balenciagas.
You gotta draw the line somewhere.
You ain't finna get some Balenciagas. I don't know, shit.
Ain't like that though, huh?
Yeah, I used to ones though. Hey, yeah, you can get those.
That's respectable. Yeah. You get a quantity discount, buy 15 pairs, you're good.
That was how it was, bro. And then it's like, bro, I went to the hotel, bro. I went out the whole floor for the whole, all the guys, bro. Mm. But then, like, when I went to jail, it's like, people's always telling me, like, bro, that's not the way to go to shows, bro. You're gonna learn. I'm like, man, shut up. My guys going. I was always saying, shut up. I always just quick, you know what I'm saying? Now when I'm to jail, I see everything. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though I don't need it, but a lot of shit I seen, I went to jail. I think I just went to jail for a reason, bro, because I seen a lot of shit that I couldn't see when I was out. Mm. But I was standing next to them, I couldn't see it. Now I'm like outside the circle, I'm just looking in the circle, like, damn. That shit was stupid. I was doing that shit was done. I ain't doing that. I'm doing all this. Like, why am I taking care of all these? You know what I'm saying? If everybody around me working, like, it's time I'm taking people to show me they ain't doing shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I could be taking somebody that's really working with me. So, like, I changed all that around. You know what I'm saying? I came home. I put everybody that wasn't doing shit. I put we working something. You know what I'm saying? I cut off all the small circus friends who weren't even like, if you're my friend, I'll fuck with you. But, bro, right now, I'm trying to get to this. That's a lot of people that understand, Adam. Mm. People be thinking like, yeah, like, you can't nobody say his money changed. I'm the same dude I was. But, you know, people might try to reach out to me and people might try to chill with me. I'm like, bro, what you want to, I understand, like, you, but, bro, I ain't comfortable, bro. It might look, outside in, looking in, you might think, oh, yeah, his money going crazy. Right. Like, but me comfortable, I got to get to, it's shit I got to do, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can't just kick and chill with you if you ain't trying to bring nothing to the table, or I need a motherfucker around me that's gonna be something like me, bro. Like, don't be around me that's gonna be no yes man, and it's gonna be saying yes to anything I say.
I hate when people hit me up like, let's chill. It's like, I ain't really chilling, bro. I'm working.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I need a motherfucker around me who's gonna put me in, hey, bro, you tripping, dude, you doing that wrong. We gotta, cause I'd rather have a lot of hustle around me than a lot of yes man.
Yeah.
If I go there, I know for a fact somebody can pull me up.
But that's a more expensive lesson for a lot of people to learn. You know, they get real, real established in their career and they got a bunch of deadbeats hanging on and shit. And they figure that out once they already spent way more money than you probably had to spend in terms of figuring that out.
Yes, bro. That's not that, bro. I'm spending money, bro. Yeah, bro, you got to think about it. I'm buying half of these dudes out of jail, get them lawyers. I spent so much money out of dude from 2010 to 2013, bro, just on some dumb shit, bro. I think the Lord, bro, this rap shit came back, bro.
Is part of it that these are dudes that you were hustling with and you didn't want them to snitch on you?
Man, half the dudes I was hustling with was taking them shows back then, bro. I ain't coming around me right now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Half of them, like, that's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. Half of them ain't even around me coming around right now, bro. It's like, I grew up, I didn't mature, I didn't seen, like, bro, I ain't on that stupid ass shit no more. I used to, don't get me wrong, Adam, I used to be on some. So shit, you know what I'm saying? Even right now, even looking at me doing all that, I know I had to do what I had to do for my dollar, but bro, even it's some shit that I ain't even post did when I was young. Bro, I don't get wrong, I done did, Adam, I ain't gonna lie, I done robbed motherfuckers, I done did all type of stupid ass shit, Adam, you know what I'm saying? Like, my father was in jail, bro, I lost it, Adam, you know what I'm saying? I lost it, I started robbing motherfuckers, I'm doing all type of stupid ass shit. I had to sit down to myself, like, man, I'm tripping, man, I ain't with that. I'm tripping, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to really get to myself. So it's like, you know, bro. I think everything happened for a reason, bro.
You really own a laundromat? Mm-mm. I'll buy a laundromat.
I own a laundromat.
A restaurant, right?
Yeah, I own a restaurant. I own a restaurant.
But when you start getting into that, a lot of people are like, you own some fucking trucks and shit?
Yeah, we got six 18-wheelers.
18-wheelers.
Yeah, we got sleepers, too. We got the ones with the beer in the back called sleepers. So we not local. We get in the road with ours.
Okay.
Z and our truck companies, me and my brother right there.
Right. How did you begin to like realize that you could like branch out into official business like that? You hear about a lot of people trying to start like, you know, a club or like, bro, some clothing company or some shit.
I was a young dude growing up fast, bro. Like, bro, I was a young dude, bro, but like, I always used to hang on my father, bro. My father used to go to buildings, get his buildings rehabbed, get his windows fixed, go to, my father had a club downtown. My father had, so everything you gotta think about it, bro, it reared off on me. So, like, when I started touching my money, like, I bought a building. Because, you know, that was a drug dealer thing. Everybody knew property and bad property and drug dealers. It was like, I bought a building. And then, you know, me, I'm just thinking, like, now I learned my lesson about this shit, too. Like, you know, I'm thinking about everything. I bought a building, bro. I bought a building for, like, 30-something thousand, bro. Damn, motherfucking. building fucked up, bro. The building had nothing. All the copper windows was gone. Ooh. The basement was molded. No back porch, bro. The bitch had all the windows gone. So I had to do all this, bro. So I had to put like 80 in that bitch, bro.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? Like when I did that, I'm like, damn, bro, this building shit. Then I said, at it for sale. Now you got there, I got the building for sale. This is the first thing I ever did, bro. The building ain't sale for like 9 months. I'm like, damn. They said, now I'm paying the taxes on this motherfucker. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna keep it real with you, bro. I gotta find me something else different. These buildings, bro, it ain't like you could be sitting on that shit. It's cool, but you could be sitting on it. So my next building I bought, I did with the foreclosure route. I got a building for like 19,000, 20,000. I did, I put like 50 in that bitch. And still, so that was decent, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, I still made a profit off both of them, but it was like kind of slow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was slow money. But my father came home from jail, and he like, man, you know, when he came home from the feds, he needs someone to work at. So I had opened me a restaurant. So he was running my restaurant for me. And the whole time my father was running my restaurant for me, he like, man, we need to start working with these trucks and stuff. So we started buying trucks, and then we opened up a truck hunt. Trucking company.
If your dad was home, you think you wouldn't have bought that first $30,000 place that had asbestos and mold and all that shit? He might have, like, led you in the right direction and told you, like, don't buy that spot?
Yeah.
See, that's a shame, right?
Yeah.
That fatherly wisdom.
Yeah, yes, bro, the fatherly shit. Like, and then, like, that's why I'm the man I am, my father, bro. Like, let him rub off on me, bro. Like, I'm going to keep real with you, bro. Like, I'm my father, bro. Like, my father been so, you know what I'm saying? All that shit rubbed off on me, so it's like, I'm really grinding, hustling, bro.
He's still around?
Yeah.
What's he doing right now?
Man, my father chilling, but he running the truck company, bro. My father running my truck company. The restaurant right now is getting remodeled, and we finna move because restaurant is in my neighborhood. I don't know if Avenue and Long. And that's what I'm from, like, the one of the worst parts on the west side, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Death Row. There's a lot of shooting going on there right now. My restaurant they made, Suntimes, Tribute, every big thing you can name, bro. It's just... area, bro. It's bad, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You mentioned to me before that's like a big thing in terms of like black-owned businesses, car washes, restaurants, that kind of thing. Do you benefit from that?
I own a lot right now still. See, I own a lot on Roosevelt and Millard. Look, let me check this out. I bought a lot from my daddy.
Uh-huh.
My daddy, before he went in, he had to hurry up and get shit off his name for the feds to take. They was taking everything in his name. So he sold a lot to me type shit. I bought a lot from my daddy, but the lot we were supposed to do with the lot, we were trying to get the car wash built on the lot.
Right.
But the contract for the car wash, just so much extra shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? All the water, it's so much shit, bro. Like, to get this damn shit for this car wash is just stressful. So we really just been sitting on that. We ain't even started that shit yet. We get that shit whenever they think about, you know what I'm saying?
But do you think that, like, your restaurant gets more support because people know that you're an actual part of the community and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, and my recipe, like, that's why I did it, because I wanted to put it in my community, because I knew it was going to help the community. Because we ain't got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, everybody around there, it's like, ain't a lot of black owned. I did it help the community, bro, but the community's so fucked up, bro. Like, you can't, like, you try to help community, but the community don't care, bro.
Did you ever feel guilty about selling all those drugs to all those people?
There was a point in time when I told myself, like, man, I could have, like, at a point in time, I told myself, like, bro, I was locked up. I was thinking, like, man, all that hustling shit, I could have just. But I was thinking, like, man, bro, when you were a young nigga growing up, and this is what you know, and my mama right here, my face on drugs, my father, I had grinding for me to keep making sure I got a roof over my head. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm really in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you want to make sure, you want to take care, just show your father, show him love, and take care of your mama so bad that you can do everything for the money.
Hmm.
That was my shoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mama, like, and I was doing whatever for money, so I wanted my best. Like, I want my dad to come home. He ain't got to do nothing. That's how I was grinding. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
But it's like, man, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything, I matured up. You know what I'm saying? I know that shit wanted the route and wanted the way for life.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, that shit ain't got no good ending to it.
You know, one thing I really regret is we're in the studio and we're in Atlanta and you were like, you gotta go to Miami tomorrow. I'm doing a video with Gucci. You gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it because of some shit I had to do. But then, you know, I did actually meet him in Club Live.
Oh, yeah. I was, when I with you?
You weren't there.
You called me. Yeah. You called me. You called me.
The best part is that as we're approaching like the VIP like stage area with Gucci on stage, is that I'm telling the security guard, like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here, blah, blah, blah. He's like, fuck you. I don't know you. Gucci sees me and is like, hey, get him in here. I was like, oh my God, my face card's good with Gucci. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, Gucci fuck with you hard.
No,
Gucci, his I know one Gucci thing, fuck with you hard. He called me like, hey, Brand, go to Adam, man. I did the interview with Adam, man. We did it with Esco interview. Gucci fuck with you hard, bro.
That's so crazy because when I met him, he goes, I can't believe we just meet. And he goes, I feel like I've known you forever. I'm like, oh my God, I've been listening to you since I was a little fucking twig, twerp ass motherfucker.
Yeah, shit, bro. Hey, like, bro, that's the realest. Like, and that's another thing, too. Me and him, we linked so hard instantly, bro. That is crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just was something meant to happen, bro. Mm. You know what I mean? Some shit meant to happen, man.
Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, man. Hey, let me ask you this. How'd you meet Valet?
Me and Valet, we got a lot of like, friends in common.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Valet got a lot of friends in common.
He was on the block with you?
No. See, Valet, he actually from the South Side.
Okay.
You know, the first person to really, really put me on Valet. He was like, bro, nah, bro, this dude, Elevator Twan and Kevin, like, they
the dudes from Elevator?
Yeah, they like the guys, like, they shot regular for me, like, their first video was regular for me. I got them, like, the first video they did was shot was for me, regular.
And Elevator doesn't get enough credit for all the dudes in Chicago that they helped out.
They don't get enough credit, bro, and it's like, bro, they don't get enough credit, bro, and, like, I swear, bro, like, I helped bro them, like, I was the one who got bro them popping. The first video they did was regular. I don't want to get bro them popping in Chicago. Like, real talk, they was working with Brian. He was doing stuff with Sosa and them. But they came work with me. Then it's like, they can do so much in Chicago, they don't get them work. But Twan came to me like, bro, I think so. I got somebody that you'll go crazy with, bro. You know what I'm saying? He hard. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? You like, y'all sound similar type shit. Woo. What are you talking about? He like, Valet, he had sent me a tape called, like, Valet had dropped some shit called 12-12. He sent it to me, shit. I'm like, yeah, shit slide, that shit hard, you know what I'm saying? Then next thing you know, we like, been fucking with each other. We ain't never, me and Valet ain't never really in tune, you know what I mean? Him just linked up in the studio one day, like, he was like, man, we want you and Valet work, we linked up. Like, ever since we linked up, but we stopped recording, and then, it's like, Valet, but it's like, when I met Valet, it's like I've been knowing him, bro. You know what I'm saying? Me and him, that's another person, bro. That's my real brother, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You guys, like, stand out to me because you're both, like, real, you know, street dudes, but also just have, like, very interesting, like, creative personalities. You guys aren't scared to be different. You're not scared to be into different shit. A lot of rappers just end up falling into the same exact cliches, and you guys are both, you know, Valet is talking about, like, you know, how he likes to work on his house. He likes to go to Home Depot. He likes to work on cars.
Oh, yeah, man, bro.
Valet, a lot of rappers don't talk about interesting shit like that. I found that interesting.
Bro, that shit hard, bro. Bro, you go in his house, bro. Valet beat everything in his career.
Oh, I got to see. I got to go to Chicago because I want to see your restaurant and I want to see his career.
That nigga built everything in his career, bro. Okay. That's what I'm saying, like, bro. Like,
I'm going to Oberlin, too.
Valet, that's my brother, bro. Like, then,
4 o'clock in the morning.
You know, I like Valet, too, bro. Like, how we coming. I like our chemistry, bro, because, you know, I'm a weird motherfucker, bro. I'm different, bro. I'm dear. Then it's like when you meet another different weird motherfucker, it's like, all right, bet. Here we go. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see the similarities in how you guys both rap very different, like, from the beginning? And you feel like you guys influenced each other a little bit?
Hell yeah. I mean, for a fact, hell yeah. Hell yeah, for a fact. Like, hell yeah. Like, you know, I ain't get up on them until late, but, like, me and Valet, I got up on Valet. I told you through Twan, and when he told me, I've been fucking with him. But hell yeah, bro, that's my dog.
How do you even explain I spend a lot of time when I listen to you thinking about how I can't really explain your flow or what the fuck you're doing. It's really hard to explain. I don't really understand.
I really just be going with the flow, bro. Then, like, people be asking me, like, even when you rap, like, what's your rap? I can't really say it, bro. You got to think, but it's just so regular and normal, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. But I just know, like, in Chicago, me and Valet, we bringing that different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we ain't been collabing like that since Chicago, since Herb and Bibby. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? We like the new Herb, like, real shit. Like, but it's like a different Herb. Like, it's weird. We're holding different. You know what I'm saying? We got some different shit going on.
I feel like Herbo came out with, like, one of the most radical styles out of like Chicago
man,
rap
Herb
too.
Herb is one of the everything. Hardest motherfuckers that's ever been rapping, to keep it real with you. Mm. Herb is a bro, Herb is so bro. Herb been going crazy, bro. Styles be great, bro. I mean, Herb, like, but before I was rapping, bro, I was running around listening to Herb. You gotta think about Chicago niggas, bro. We listen to Chicago shit. You know what I'm saying? That, but I was listening to Herb. I was going crazy to Herb shit. And Bibby, bro. You gotta think about it. Like, that's why, like, I knew before, when Herb knew where they at right now, I knew where they was gonna be at, bro. Mm. But I swear to God, bro. That's why, like, a lot of niggas, bro, they be haters, bro. You know what I'm saying? But when I first ever heard Herb, bro, I say, bro, shorty ass gonna be gone. His ass gonna get rich as hell, bro, off this shit, bro. Period. I already said. Same thing I said with Bibby. Same thing I said with Sosa. Same thing I said, like, bro, this shit too easy, bro. I'm a salute. I'm a CC. I'm a salute, bro. You feel me?
You seem like you've always had, like, real good relationships with all the, like, bigger rappers who came before you in Chicago and shit. Like, I brought you to the studio with Keith and Tato and everything. Oh, yeah. And it was crazy love and everything.
Yeah, you know, bro, like, cuz, bro, like, you know, like I said, bro, I'm a real street nigga, bro. I ain't out here acting like everything I'm doing. Hell no, this shit, they Chicago knows going on. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna get it credit when it's done. Like, you heard them, man, Herb so fucking hard, bro. He's crazy, bro. Like, even when we just did our shit, bro. I mean, Herb, we got this more shit too. Bro, so fucking hard. And he got some new shit for come out, man. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, Chicago rappers, bro, we said, like, it's a lot of talent in Chicago that might not even be getting seen because so many hate ass niggas don't even wanna help, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, that's what I do. When I go to Chicago, bro, like, I mean, I'm working with motherfuckers, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? How niggas in, they always tell me out of Atlanta, bro, Chicago be the same way, bro. Niggas got their pride in the way, bro. Niggas don't wanna, like, bro, me, Adam. Ain't nobody wanna help me, Adam. Mm. Adam, you gotta think about it, Adam. I already sacked up. Then I'm going crazy with music. Nigga don't want to help me. They like, bro, he gonna go past us. Hmm. Then nobody want to help me. I can't. The money they got to have rapping, I came in with that. Like, more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they ain't want to. Nobody want to vouch for me, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, that's why I work. That's why I was in the studio every night. I work and made a motherfucker. I told myself I'm going to make a motherfucker. Because I'm, yeah, you can call me. No, I have three motherfuckers. Yeah, you might, you don't rap, he weak. Oh, man. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have you on my dick. I don't give a fuck. This shit, man. Come on, man.
Let me ask you this. How does it feel when you see a rapper, like, Pump got a lot of shit. People saying that he stole you or Valet's flow on certain songs. How does that feel?
He definitely stole a lot of shit. But I ain't gonna trip. That's a Pump, my thing. He Pump gang and Smoke Perp gang. So I don't care. Like, I really be rocking with that shit, bro. Like, ain't that shit hard, bro.
It's a fine, like, line, right? Because yeah, on one hand, like, you know that if you make some dope shit, right, it's going to influence people. That's cool. But then at the same time, it's kind of like, damn, they might be the ones getting all the credit for it, right?
That shit, I mean, I ain't saying you get credit for it, but, like, bro, I ain't no hater, bro. You feel me, bro? I ain't no hater. Like, shit, they did that song. We got to be doing something right. We working shit. We doing something right. They want to steal our swag. But they ain't even stealing. It's just something they liked it. And then again, like I said, I was game members. I fuck with both of them, bro, so I don't really give a fuck. Mm. You feel me? It's just as long as they don't say, oh, we started this, we shit like that. I don't give a fuck.
It's not like it's just them either. I heard a lot of people sort of be real influenced by that stuff.
That's why I don't really care. That's, like, I don't care about that shit. But like I said, bro, Smoke Perk and Pump gang. I'm style. I fuck with both of them. Hey, both of them gang. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool.
Hell yeah. I gotta see you and Pump together. Damn, you and Pump on this track would be crazy.
Yeah, that'd
be
go too stupid.
Ooh, maybe we should try to engineer that. That'd be retarded.
That's my dog, so I fuck with Pump.
You gotta get the fuck out of jail first.
Yeah, what the fuck you like that for?
I mean, fucking whatever. Driving, I mean, when you're constantly driving Lamborghinis and you're like 15, big ass lean cups and blunts in your hands, you're gonna get pulled over sooner or later. And you're on probation. And you don't have a license. And you're low Pump. And you probably got a glizzy somewhere in that whip. Mm-hmm. Although I don't think they got him for any of the. I don't think they got him with the drink or any other stuff. I think it was just the driving.
Pump so much for icy right now. I think man so much jewelry right now. It's crazy.
Oh my god, he has a video on GQ today talking about it. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? He's talking about losing $15,000 rings and shit. He's like, fell off at the strip club. Imagine finding one of those rings on the ground of the strip club. That'd be a happy night for me.
I swear to God, I just lost a ring.
Really?
Yeah, yesterday. I lost my pink ring. I don't know where it's at.
You know, I have a gorilla, and every time I put it in my...
I lost at a video show. I had
Shot a video today, man. I motherfucking lost that bitch, man.
Every time I put my grill in my mouth, all I can think about is getting punched in the mouth and how weird it would feel to get punched in the mouth and have all your teeth fucking smashed together inside of that. I do have a grill that I never wear, yeah.
Yeah, wear that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, T.
Let's do your next video. I'll rock it. I'll bring out all my ice.
When you supposed to came to VA yesterday, I called your phone.
What?
I called you, bro.
I was in here with Wale yesterday, so.
Yeah, you was. Yeah, you sure was.
Wale's hard, too.
Yeah, Wale, my boy. I fuck Wale.
Have you actually met him?
No, I haven't. But mm-hmm. I fuck with him. Like, I'm going to keep it right now. I probably never fuck with his music, but I fuck with his personality, his style. He's a cool dude.
He probably appreciate
that. Like me, like my, like, Adam, my music I listen to. I'm a weird dude, bro. Like, I ain't even listen to Lil Wayne Carter like that. Like, I listen to him, but they weren't, like, my, I'm a producer. I like the certain shit I like, bro. Like, bro, people might think I'm crazy, but I listen to 3-6 Mafia and shit, bro.
You like OJ?
Hell yeah. What, do I like OJ? Hell yeah.
I just want to make sure. You can't be that big of a Gucci fan without being a big OJ fan. But that, when you really think about like the history of like weird ass flows, man, he came out. Nobody knew what the fuck to think of that shit. You should just do a song where you completely bite his ad libs. Okay. I could just imagine you doing a good job of that.
All the chicks and Winnie dudes walk around talking about some, hey, baby. I think Lil Wild, he get that shit with Lil Wild though.
You know right. Oh, too. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And X, too. Was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's the meh thing come from?
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. You know, come, man. You know, real, real drug this shit. Man.
Just
117 48p, 1442 shit, man.
Facts. What's the current track? The current tape is going crazy. I love the current tape.
That motherfucker going so crazy right now, bro.
Bro,
I got like so many calls from like higher people, and bro, they called me like, bro, congratulations that they like, bro, from ZTM to that, bro, like you really playing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then like, I had the right features, and I wanted to put motherfucking like, I told you, bro, I'm people who I fuck with, bro.
Mm.
Greedo, Free Greedo, and my boy, like that's my real. That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Greedo.
You guys got along great, too, when you guys linked up, huh?
Like, me and him met each other in the hotel.
Again, street dudes who are a little out there, a little weird.
Yeah,
you,
bro.
And Greedo. Yeah.
Bro, we in the both of us in the hotel going crazy on the people in the hotel, people, because they, man, me and him snapping. So he look at me like, hey, bro, where you from, bro? I'm from Chicago. Mm. Hey, bro, I fuck with you, bro. You like me, bro. You. I'm like,
Greedo was so quick to scream on a random person over some shit, and he would think it was funny afterwards.
Bro, I promise you, bro. After that, bro, we in New York with each other. Go to the studio. We locked in. Lee, he called me every day. I come to Cali, bro. I'm with the man every day. Lee. Then he called me, say he went to court. Man, yeah, man, he just gave me 20 years, man. Hey, man, I always gave you 20 years. Then me and him had a show together. We had a show together like 2 weeks before he went to jail. You remember?
Uh-huh.
Globe Theater. You came.
Yeah.
We had a show at the Globe Theater. And then he had turned himself in like 2 weeks after that. That was the show Globe Theater like in May.
That was the Ron Ron show,
right? It was the Ron Ron show, like in May.
Bullshit, yeah.
It was like he turned himself in June 22nd, mm-hmm. some shit like that. Bro, not if it was in June. It was June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
June 10th.
Okay.
Bro, I stayed. Well, I had my flight left 2 days. 2 days like later. I stayed with Greer the whole time. Like, bro, I'm gonna stay with you, bro. The whole time till he turned himself in. I stayed with him every day till he turned himself in.
Did you get to see him wilding?
Bro, we turned up every day before he left. Me and him, bro.
Right.
We did so many songs. We did, bro. We did so much shit, bro.
I bet you went through a lot of those Fagos too.
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. Zimani. Oh yeah. Yeah, Zimani. Remember we've been put up at the thing in Shoreline here? Remember?
Yeah.
We can put out all the police here. They hit this motherfucker. Hey, yeah, shout out to Shoreline Mafia, too, to my fucking brothers. Oh, geez, what up, gang? You know,
those dudes are all crazy as fuck.
Yeah, they're my brothers, too, I'm telling you. Hey, gang.
Yeah.
Free Stick Team, too. You know, I'll be coming.
Free the Stick Team. There's a very, like, there's two different versions of Greedo you would get. You get poured up Greedo, you get geeked up Greedo. Very different.
Yeah, it's a totally different Greedo. So, poured up Greedo, you're going to be sitting right here. Yeah. Hmm. You know, man, they ain't talking about shit, but off that shit, Greedo, he going to be acting crazy.
Yeah. Fuck. So no. Nutter Butters are it, huh?
I'm fucking good, bro. I'm not like some Nutter Butter, bro.
You know, I can understand what you're saying, but I've been thinking that there's probably people at home that are going to be like, what the fuck? I can't understand what you're saying, but then I officially can't understand what you're saying once you put a Nutter Butter in your mouth. Pause.
Hey, bro, like, I be talking to people, they be like, where are you from? I'm from Chicago. Hey, I'm from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? From Chicago, like, they think I'm from. We not even, I heard people think I'm from a motherfucker. The South, I heard people say I'm from all types of places, bro. Motherfucker think I'm from overseas. I talk in everything, bro. They think I got broken English.
Yeah. You could be from like Germany or some shit, yeah. They just don't know what the fuck your accent is, or your accent slash mumbled drawl, whatever the fuck you want to call everything that's going on with your voice.
Yeah, you're crazy.
You in the studio is a crazy ass experience too, because you just, your verses are so like technical, and it's just like, it's just, you're like building these like really complex little pieces and syllables on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild thing to be in there listening to it, because you're just coming up with shit on the spot. Just,
I think you was right there when we recorded the React,
didn't you? Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Which is weird for me to like realize that, because I forgot. When I got the tape, I was listening to it. I'm like, man, that's my favorite song. And then Chris was like, yo, that was the one that we were there for. Yep. I was like, oh, right. Yeah. I wonder if that's why I like it.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, so what's Z-Money got coming for the rest of the year? What are you focused on at this point in your life?
Working, bro. Making history, bro. Just staying consistent, bro. Like, bro, like, I ain't even got restarted yet, Adam. This is really the beginning, bro. I got so much. I'm a workaholic, bro. I'm in the studio every night, bro. I'm playing it every day. So it's like, I definitely got some stupid shit coming, man. And then, I ain't gonna say too much, but I'm gonna have a hard surprise take for the world before it's year, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah. I think you're going to have the first deals in for anybody anyway.
Ooh. I'm ready for that, man. Yeah, yeah. It's good that we finally got to have this conversation, man. I always, like, wanted to clarify. Because I feel like most of the time we're around each other, it's like, you know, mad people around. You don't really get to, like, dig in on who a person is. But normally I interview people before I get to know them. You know, I feel like I got to know you, but I didn't, like, know all the details and shit.
Yeah, bro. You know, I just, bro. It's like my bro. I could do a movie about my life, bro. I swear to God, Adam, bro.
It's coming. You gotta do that.
Like, I gotta do it, bro, because it's like, it's a story of a young nigga that ain't stopped quitting. That's all it is, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
I went through, half of these rappers be rapping, bro, ain't been through half shit. I'm talking about, bro, I'm going through real shit, bro. Like, bro, I still came out and said, bro, I'm finna go to the studio. When I paused, be like, man, I'm finna go. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, bro, it's so much shit I've been through, bro. And I just said, man, that shit ain't stopping me. Bro, I just got my crib hit, bro, 2 weeks ago, bro. It took all my shit, bro.
For real? Like, out
here? Like $50,000 now in Atlanta.
Oh.
It's like $50,000 in clothes. They took so much shit from me, bro. It took, man. That shit ain't nothing to me, bro. Like, I ain't even saying ain't nothing, but it's like, bro, I'm always that type of dude. I mean, I ain't gonna quit.
You need a new security system? Back.
It's just, bro, I had. And it was somebody, I don't know, it was, that shit taken care of.
I'm sure it is. No easy money. I'm sure it was taken care of. Fuck, man. When, shit. You got to do some videos. Give me a video. We'll put it on No Jumper.
Let's get it. Matter of fact, I got the video for you. We got a video coming out next week.
Let's go. You don't got to give me 30 racks that you get Worldstar or whatever.
No, see.
That was back then.
That was back then. And, bro, it was like, I really just wanted to, I trusted myself so much. That's why I did it. But I'm my own investment. I trusted myself so much, bro. I'm working, bro. I know what I'm going on, bro. And I started off, I was trying to sign rappers at first, bro. That was my first thing. I wanted to sign, I swear to God. I, like, forever paid. That's something I've been saying since I was in sixth grade, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's something I stuck with. I've been saying since sixth grade and just, I kept going with it. I just knew it was going to be a label. I wanted to sign artists first, but.
You thought that you'd be able to sign artists and make them big more so than you'd be able to make yourself big?
No, at first I was thinking that then. I'm like, bro, I need somebody to be fine. Then you know what's crazy, bro. It was a girl I was talking to, bro. I was telling her about my, she was just, this bitch, one day this bitch just asked me, like, what you see yourself in 10 years from now? You feel me? Mm. Just like one day we riding in the car, bro. This bitch asked me, bro, what do you see yourself 10 years from now? Bro, I swear to God, bro. I got stuck on the hole. You feel me? Because, like, this was a girl who I was talking to. You know what I'm saying? But she knew my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, Z, you better than that. You can do better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to call. Like, I'm taking all these calls. I'm doing what I'm doing. She like, Z, I know you want the money and everything. But, man, you can be so much better. She just tell me, like, she just let me know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to be hustling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So she asked myself, you see, I'm 10 years now. I'm like, man, I'm just bullshitting, right? I'm bullshitting. I'm like, man, I'm going to give me a record label. I'm like, I'm bullshitting, though. Mm. I ain't never playing this in my life. Me back then, when I'm 10 years now, I swear to God, Adam, I'm a type of nigga. I was in my life, my day went to jail. I was in the basement, my auntie. I was watching Big Me Story every night. Yeah, I wanted to be, bro. I was wanting to be like, I wanted to be a big drug dealer, bro. Until like, bro, like, I'm finishing. I was saying, I'm sitting on you. What you be 10 years? I'm like, I'm giving a regular label. She's like, man, I just gotta find somebody that can swag, dude. She like, you know what? I'm like, what? She like, why you just, you gonna try? You got the perfect swag. She tell me all this, bro. I'm like, I thought about it, but it went like, well, no.
You want to be the boss.
I want to be the boss.
That's funny, because that's Zaytoven's story about Gucci, too. I'm like, how you meet Gucci? He's like, he brought an artist in. He's trying to develop this artist. And after a while, he realized that he was rapping better than the artist. So he just had to do it.
That shit crazy, bro. And I ain't even know that.
Yeah.
I ain't even know that about Gucci.
But that's funny, because you both had the boss mentality of like, let me bring some artists up, because you both were actually really doing shit in the streets or whatever. And then you both actually ended up really doing it as rappers.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy as hell.
Yo, this is a good talk, man. I appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, let's get it. No jump on my motherfucking family, man.
Yeah. I don't even remember like how we met. Dig,
but I got no jumper. Yeah.
I'm going to go buy me a big-ass Z pinky ring.
Yeah, let's get it. I got none of them. Got done. I got to go pick it up and get back that one.
Yeah. Damn. Offset said don't go to Icebox, so.
Man, look, oh, this came from
Icebox. I seen
Icebox.
That story.
This came from Icebox.
Don't tell Offset.
But, bro, look, he ain't lying, bro. You know I ain't lying, bro. Bro, I swear to God, bro. When I saw that shit, bro, I got so fucking mad at myself, bro. Because, look, bro, I got, they robbed me, bro, without even putting a gun to me.
Without
bro.
A mask.
Bro, without a mask or a gun, bro. This right here was $25,000. Just for forever pay.
Yeah.
I got two of these. Pictures up. See, my brother got one on right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's $50,000 right there. For these two.
Too much?
Hell yeah. Hey, at Wifey, you know, Wifey is jury eliminated. Shout out to Wifey. Wifey going crazy too. He shot the motherfuckers up.
Right.
Wifey is jury eliminated. Wifey would have did this, bro, for getting a 15, bro.
Right.
You feel me? That's $10,000 off. That's a lot of money off, bro.
Yeah.
I'm saying these VS1 diamonds, bro. But my these VVS, but my Z, bro. My Z costs $21,000, bro.
But that's what you do when you're selling something. You try to
see this. My this, see person, this chain right here. I was really was like, I was thirsty. It was like I want to get VVS so bad. I want Icebox get VVS. They chopping $20,000 for this, bro.
Right.
And the VVS, bro, ain't even all like VS1 hitting me higher than VVS.
Right.
But then Icebox just see got diamonds all the way around.
That's nice.
You know what I'm saying? See, bro, Icebox, bro, they charge so much, bro. But what's good about Icebox is you whatever you break something, you take it to there, they're gonna fix the shit for free.
Oh.
It's like, well, I don't know, bro. Like, fuck that. That's too much money, bro.
I got all these motherfuckers in my DMs trying to make chains for me and shit. I'm like, I don't do that.
I'm gonna get you a little jumper chain.
Yeah.
That motherfucker gonna be icy too.
Just cause I can afford to do all the rap, this is why I always tell myself, just cause you can afford to do the rapper shit doesn't mean you need to do the rapper shit.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to Adam. When you get that chain, you gotta need some security.
I'll take all the bitches out of AOD, though, for sure.
Nah.
Z-Money.
I'm going to go with you, too. Yeah, I know. Hey, man. Shout out to the jumper, thing. Man. Shout out to the jumper. Z-Money World. Shout out to Mocha out right now. Now the fuck we coming, nigga? Yeah.
Yeah. Z-Money, one of my favorite rappers. Thank you very much to everybody who watched this. Drop a comment. Let us know what you liked. Make sure you head on over to Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, all that shit. Search up some Z-Money.
Yeah, the fuck we coming.
You already know. And in terms of this YouTube channel, subscribe, like, comment. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.